Hello everyone and welcome back to the Outside Ash Cricket Podcast. I'm your host Rudra and today I'm joined once again by our friend Kane. And IPL season is back and we all know the hype before the IPL season. We've had a big auction in December and now we have the full list of teams. The IPL is going to start in 3 days' time and the hype is at an all-time high. Kane, how are you doing? How excited are you for this season?
Hi Rudra, I'm very excited. I'm really looking forward, especially because Mumbai has finally pulled up with a really strong squad this season. So I'm really optimistic about how this season will play.
Okay, no bias, by the way, guys, for y'all listening. Yes, we both are MI fans, but we're going to try to just keep everything non-biased here. So, okay, let's just start off by... so I was thinking let's go in reverse order of what the teams were last year in the points table. So we can start off with the first team, that is SRH. We have the squad in front of us. SRH has made some big buys in the auction this year. I mean, obviously, you know the problem that they have is their 8 foreign players that they have in their squad, each of them capable of playing in the playing 11. They have Henrik Klaassen, Travis Head, Aiden Markram, Hasaranga, Marco Jansen, Glenn Phillips, Pat Cummins, and Fazalak Faruqi. What do you think they're going to do about this?
I honestly feel... Klaassen and Cummins are definite starters for Hyderabad. It all depends on Mayank Agarwal's form. Is he... Yeah, he's part of Hyderabad. No, he was part of Hyderabad last year, was it? Or is he still there?
Yeah, he's still there.
Okay, so yeah, Mayank Agarwal, and I'm expecting him to open the innings with Abhishek Sharma. Markram at 3, Klaassen at 4, and... They'll have the other Indian players, and I see
they have Rahul Tripathi who can play at 4.
Yeah, exactly. I think Markram at 3, Tripathi at 4, Klaassen at 5, and yeah. I think that's where that batting should end. Oh, Shahbaz Ahmed.
Yeah, Shahbaz Ahmed, Washington Sundar, Hasaranga would come in and bat a little.
If I look at the bowlers, I feel they will go with Cummins, Bhuvi, and maybe Imran Malik as their impact player.
I think what they're going to do is they're going to play Head, Klaassen, Hasaranga, and Phillips, Cummins, while they're batting. And when they're bowling, they're going to sub in maybe a Hasaranga for a Travis Head or something like that. And as far as their bowlers are concerned, they will have Bhuvi and Umran Malik in the playing 11 and then Mayank Markhande as their spinner.
Wow, that makes more sense. But again, a player like Markram is very difficult to leave out. And even you have a player like Glenn Phillips on the bench, I feel the main problem lies in their overseas selection.
That's the thing, right? Markram was the captain of the team last year, and imagining him not starting in the 11 this time is
exactly. He's even led the Pretoria, no, the other Sunrisers franchise in the South African League to the trophy both seasons. So it was a bit of a shock when they named Cummins captain over him this year.
But it's also the fact that they know that they will need Cummins in every single game. And they couldn't, they couldn't risk making Markram the captain because they might have to drop him in a couple of games. I think that's the reason they've made Pat Cummins the captain. They have a pretty strong bowling lineup, if you see. They have Pat Cummins, they have Bhuvi, Umran Malik, Washington Sundar, Mahindu Hasaranga, Mayank Markhande could come in.
Exactly. And if they get their combinations right, I feel this is a title winning team.
Really?
As well. I think so. If they get their combinations right.
I think SRH is going to be one of the bottom table finishers this time. Because I don't see Mayank Markhande and Abhishek Sharma giving them starts at the start of the innings. And Travis Head, I think, is playing the IPL. I think for the first time or after a really long time. So you don't know how he's going to go. Hasaranga, he's been on and off for RCB over the years. Pat Cummins hasn't been great either. I know he's a great bowler, he's a great captain, but Umran Malik, once again, he's a quick bowler, but he leaks a lot of runs. He hasn't been like the top wicket taker for them over the past couple of years. It depends a lot on how the players perform and how their form's like. But my prediction for SRH would be they'd finish, they're probably like eighth or ninth on the table.
I mean, it all goes down to the bowlers at the end. And I also kind of agree with your point. And I feel Hyderabad will end six or seven, maybe, in the points table.
Agreed, agreed. I think we'll do an analysis of the points table once we have a good idea of all the teams. But
Yeah.
those were just my initial thoughts regarding SRH. Moving on to DC, who surprisingly finished ninth on the table last year. I don't think they've made a lot of changes to their squad this year. Like, most of their core players still remain the same. There's Prithvi Shaw, David Warner, Rishabh Pant. Did they bring Harry Brook in this year? Was he there last?
Yes, they got him in the auction this year, but he's pulled out.
Oh, he's withdrawn. Okay. They have Shea Hope, Mitch Marsh, and their bowlers, Nokia, Ngidi. Oh, they have Jai Richardson as well. Wow.
I
Four.
still feel this is not a very top four type of squad.
Yeah.
Even their ideal playing 11, it depends on their foreigners like David Warner, Mitchell Marsh.
They
And
have
like,
just stocks as well,
yeah,
if it makes sense.
even Pant is coming back after a long time. Prithvi Shaw has been out of form the last few games.
Yeah.
And the bowlers, Nokia and Khalil Ahmed, are the only two bowlers who can actually do something on any surface. Even
Yeah.
Kuldeep Yadav, for that reason. I feel they'll be relying on a lot of luck going forward, and their form will mostly depend on Pant, Warner, and Marsh.
Yeah, I don't see the middle order because they have Shaw and Warner opening the innings. They probably have Mitch Marsh coming in at three. Whom do they have as their four, five, six? One of those would be Rishabh Pant.
Right. Abhishek Porel has to
Abhishek
play.
Porel. They might play Tristan Stubbs at six.
Do they have any foreign pacers apart from Nokia? Any good foreign
They
pacers?
have Ngidi and Jai Richardson.
I think Jai and Nokia can be starters.
Yeah, and they could probably
Warner
switch
and Marsh.
in Jai and Tristan Stubbs.
And one of the domestic batters, I think maybe Porel will come in as the
Akshar
impact.
Patel will come in at seven.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Akshar Patel, Kuldeep Yadav, Khalil Ahmed, Amrik Nokia, and Jai Richardson.
Yeah.
Oh, they even have Mukesh Kumar, so I feel Khalil Ahmed might be the impact as a bowler.
Yeah, still a very on and off team, no? It doesn't seem like a
Yeah.
team that can go on and
Doesn't
be.
look very promising with their lineup.
Yeah. I mean, I remember Delhi last year. They were getting off to really slow starts. I remember Warner was getting a lot of roll for scoring like
Yeah, his strike rate was the issue.
run the ball half centuries and stuff like that. Rishabh Pant wasn't performing. Prithvi Shaw has not been performing over the last 3 or 4 seasons. I mean, I have really high hopes from Prithvi Shaw. I really love him as a player, but he has just not been performing at that level. And yeah, they just don't have those players who stand up at times when they need them. Once again, Delhi does not look very promising. I think, once again, maybe in the bottom half, bottom three, four in the table, as it looks. Moving on to the next team, we have the Punjab Kings, who finished eighth last season. Punjab Kings making some changes this year. They've let go of a big player, Shahrukh Khan, in my opinion. Promising talent, someone who was performing for them on and off, a young talent who could have been like a big player for them. But I think they've preferred Jitesh Sharma over him. Jitesh Sharma wasn't getting as much batting as he did last year. And I think they would be maybe looking to play him at number six, where Shahrukh Khan was playing last year. They have brought in Which what was a big buy at the auction? They brought in Sikandar
No, they got in Chris Woakes,
Raza.
and I think no, Sam Curran, they got him at a heavy price, and Riley was the new buy.
And even I think Riley, Sam Curran, and Sikandar Raza, these were their new buys. And Harshal Patel, they have added Harshal Patel to the bowling
Yeah.
lineup. Their
Their
bowling
bowling
lineup
looked
looks
good.
pretty decent, yeah. They have Rabada, Arshdeep, Harshal Patel, Chris Wokes. They have Sam Curran. Sikandar Raza could play.
Yeah, the overseas contingent looks really good.
Yes, wait, who opens with Dhawan? Will it be Bairstow?
No, I think
Prabh
maybe Prab Simran.
Simran. Yeah, Prabh Simran, Shikhar Dhawan. Johnny Bairstow at 4, Livingston at 5,
No, wait,
6.
I think Atharva Tide will open. He had played against Mumbai.
Or he?
One game against Mumbai, I think, last season, or was it? It was another. There was another guy,
Yeah.
but I feel Atharva Tide will open with Dhawan, Prabh Simran at three. That's where he performs really well. I think Bairstow looks fit for number four,
Yeah.
and you'll have Jitesh Sharma obviously coming in at six. For number five, Liam Livingston, and then you could start with your all-rounders and
Yeah, you can
four.
have Sam Curran come in. You can have Sikandar Raza, whoever you want to play. I think Sam Curran and Sikandar Raza might be one of those two players who you play on and off because you need to have a Kagiso Rabada in your team.
Nathan Ellis has also done well as a bowler. I feel like he's outperformed Rabada in the last two seasons as a death bowler. I'm
Yeah.
not sure about how he's done in the power play, but as a death bowler, Ellis has done much better than Rabada. So I feel Arshdeep Singh, Harshal Patel, and Nathan Ellis will be the starting pacers for Punjab.
And they could bring in Chris Wokes then.
Exactly.
A bit of a, I think, foreign contingency problem for Punjab as well. But I think if they get their combinations right, they could be in for like a good season. They have the players in hand. I mean, Arshdeep Singh and Harshal Patel could both start the game if they want, alongside Ellis or Rabada, and then they could bring in Chris Wokes. Their batting seems a little weak to me because Johnny Bairstow has not been performing at his best over the last couple of seasons. They are unsure about who their second opener is going to be. But if they have players who are in form, Liam Livingstone is one of those players who can do. Like who can perform in games that you need. So, what do you think? Where do you think they're going to finish?
I think again, six and seven.
Yeah,
It doesn't look like a top five team.
I'm thinking if they clutch in at the right time, they could be like a number four, number five. But yeah, looks like a middle table team as of now.
And again, it's all on their bowlers. Their bowling quality is really good.
Yeah. All right, moving on to the next team, Kolkata Knight Riders. A team that performed well in the first half of the tournament last year, but then they just dropped after that. The team which has made the biggest buy at the auction this year, obviously Mitchell Starc coming into their squad, huge buy for them. Let's have a look at their squad. Shreyas Iyer, Manish Pandey, Nitish Rana. They've got Jason Roy, Rinku Singh, Venkatesh Iyer, Russell, Sunil Narayan, Mitch Stark, Varun Chakravarti, and they don't have a good Indian fast bowler, no? They have Mitch Stark.
Vaibhav Arora and Harshit is Harshit
Oh,
Rana, but
they have Chetan Sagar, yeah, okay.
Vaibhav Arora and Harshit Rana, they have done really well as bowlers last season. I even remember the game against CSK where Vaibhav, or I think it was one of Vaibhav or Harshit, who bowled really well in the last two three overs, and they didn't. CSK was set for a 160 plus score in Chapak, but restricted CSK to 140, which is really good. They're promising signs, but obviously you have Mitchell Starc coming in. So I think they'll persist with Vaibhav Arora or Chetan Sakaria.
Who do you see opening for them? They have Ramanullah Gurbaz as well, who opened for them last year. He did decently.
I feel It'll be Venkatesh Iyer and Phil Salt.
Not Jason Roy.
Jason Roy is withdrawn, no? So
Okay, my bad.
I see Phil Salt and because the thing is they had KS Bharat as a in domestic wicket keeper option. And before they got in Phil Salt, their batting was looking very weak. So I feel Phil Salt will be added strength. It will be between Gurbaz and Phil Salt to open with Venkatesh Iyer. Manish Pandey in at three, Shreyas Iyer in at four, Rinku Singh in at five, and then maybe Russell at six.
Yeah, so I mean, Russell and Narayan have to play. You have
Yeah.
people, Gurbaz or Salt, opening the innings, and then you
And you
have
have Stark in the bowlers.
Stark in the bowlers. You could bring in maybe a Chamira or one other foreign player as your replacement.
Chamira and Stark will be really good in at Eden Gardens, where the pitch is normally for pacers and it offers a lot of swing most of the times. I feel Chamira and Stark will do great there. A great combination.
What do you think about Stark? Do you think he's going to live up to the hype, like playing after 7, 8 years in the IPL?
Yeah, I
The
think Stark will have a good season. He will likely be a contender for the Purple Cap, top five wicket takers at least.
Yeah, and also they have Varun Chakravarti and Suyash Sharma. I think one of those are only going to play. I like Suyash Sharma. He's really young, and I saw him for the first time last year. He has a really natural action. Looking forward to seeing him play. But
Great talent.
yeah, Shreyas Iyer has not been in the. I mean, he has been performing well, but in the IPL, he hasn't been like a 500, 500 plus run getter consistently. So is Manish Pandey. That's
I
where.
feel no, yeah, you're right. But Shreyas Iyer missed out on last year because of his injury. I feel he's done well in the World Cup, and I feel he will carry on that confidence and come. But I feel this is Manish Pandey's do or die season because he's been underperforming for Lucknow as well in the past year when he played for them.
Yeah, I think
Shreya.
a lot's going to depend on their openers, Venkatesh Iyer and Gurbaz or Salt.
Maybe salt,
If
yeah.
they get them off to good starts, then Shreyas Iyer, Manish Pandey, Nitish Rana, these are all players who can then anchor the innings towards the end for a Russell and a Rinku Singh. But if they don't get good starts, I don't think they're going to make it far because their bowling, although it's good, it's not like they have strike bowlers who can bowl in the middle overs, who can control the innings. I think it's a bowling lineup that could leak a lot of runs and teams could chase a lot of runs against them. So their batting is going to be something that's really important. Once again, I think a middle table team could be more than that, but a 6 or a 7 for me.
Fair enough. I feel it'll be five or six.
Moving on to the recent champions, RCB. We have not a lot of changes. Cameron Green was a big trade that RCB made before the tournament started, from Mumbai Indians. A great buy, in my opinion. I mean, I really wanted him to stay at Mumbai, especially after the season that he had last year. He's been traded to RCB. RCB have bought a couple of bowlers this year. They've bought Aljari Joseph and Lockie Ferguson in the auction. They also have Tom Curran this time. But again, I see the problem is they have to play Fab du Plessis, Glenn Maxwell, and Cameron Green in their playing 11. And they're all three batsmen. And if you look at RCB's bowling, they have Mohammad Siraj as their fast bowler. And if they play, let's say, a Lockie Ferguson, who's going to be the other bowler?
You have Akashdeep Singh. He's done really well last season. And you have Karan Sharma as the spinner, the leggy. And I think it's pretty much sorted because Cameron Green, anyways, will provide you with 4 overs of pace. And you can have Alzari. He's probably, in my opinion, he's one of the best death bowlers in T20s currently. You have
Thing I think
Gonzalo.
RCB are going to rely on Maxwell and Cameron Green to bowl at least 4 to 5 overs between themselves, and
Yeah.
they have Ferguson, Siraj, Karan Sharma, and then maybe a Ferguson as a substitute coming in and bowling the other overs. A really strong batting lineup. I mean, Kohli and Faf if they open, or maybe a Faf and an Anuj Rawat with Kohli at three.
And Pathidara.
Patidar is not an RCB, no.
Yeah, he is Rajat
Oh, Rajat Pathia, sorry, I confused him with Devdutt Padikkal for a moment.
Pathidar.
Yeah, he's there. They have Cameron Green. So Maxwell will come in at four, Green at five, or maybe the other way around. And then they have, who's going to finish for them? Dinesh Karthik. Yeah, Dinesh Karthik. Okay. I mean, yeah, you always have RCB with a great batting lineup. Kohli always performs, Faf always performs. Maxwell comes in handy in a lot of games. Those players are going to be important. I think Cameron Green is going to love playing at the Chinnaswamy. It's a small ground and he's a big hard hitter. He's going to love playing there, playing against those spinners. If RCB use him well, like MI did last year, maybe playing him at three or four, they're going to score a lot of runs. The problem for me for RCB still remains their bowling. Lockie Ferguson, Mohammad Siraj is one of those players who will perform in games, but then also be inconsistent in others. Me personally, I'm not a big fan of him. And Ferguson and Karan Sharma, not like they aren't the bowlers you'll go for ideally in a game. So that's the weakness for me, according to me, for RCB. I see them finishing maybe 6th or 7th this season. It might be a little biased from my side, but what do you think?
I feel if their batting clicks, they don't need to worry. They've got good bowling options. Where, I mean, Alzari Joseph and Siraj. Personally, if they get their batting order right, because obviously Cameron Green, from when he was playing for Mumbai, he's been tried and tested at several positions. So their team combination basically will be dependent on where Cam Green plays. But apart from that, I feel they have an outside chance to enter the top four. But for now, I think they'll finish at 5 or 6.
All right, moving to the next team, and the team which I think could win the IPL this year, the Rajasthan Royals. So they have made a couple of changes to their team this year. So before the auction, they made a trade where they brought in Avesh Khan for Devdutt Padikkal. They had that trade with LSG. They have a strong bowling lineup. Trent Boult, Navdeep Saini, Prasad Krishna, Adam Zampa, Avesh Khan. They have Ashwin, Chahal. And then their batting lineup, you have Jaiswal, who's been in red hot form, Butler. You have Dhruv Jurel, Riyan Parag, who's again been in great form over the past year. Sanju Samson, Hetmyer, a lot of great players.
I mean, yeah, but I feel they do have the potential to be a top four, but Butler's form, it has been concerning, because even his World Cup campaign wasn't that great in India. We all know what he did in 2022. It was a dream year for him. And but last year really wasn't, in T20s as well. So it all depends on how good of a start they get. I feel even Riyan Parag, he hasn't done much for Rajasthan with the bat, but he's been an excellent fielder. But again, that doesn't give you much to play with. I feel it's a great team on paper, but a lot of their batsmen have not been in form over the past few weeks. I feel that's the only point of concern. They're only win games when their batters show up. I feel their bowling is amazing as always. You obviously have Trent Boult with the new ball. You have Chahal. You have Sandeep Sharma. Prasad Krishna, obviously, injury concerns. Kuldeep Sen has been really good as a death bowler. I wouldn't start with Avesh Khan personally, but I feel Bolt, Sandeep Sharma, Kuldeep Sen, Chahal, and Ashwin should be their main five bowlers to start with. And you can obviously have Yashasvi roll his arm over, maybe even Parag as well.
Butler and Jaiswal opening the innings, Samson at 3, maybe a Hetmyer at 4,
Parag
Jurel.
five, Jadhav at six.
I can see them finishing in the top 4 this season. I don't know, I just feel like RR have like a good year coming their way. Obviously they made it to the 2022 finals. Butler had a dream year that year. A lot of things clicked for RR that year. But I honestly see them finishing in the top 4. Let's see how they perform. A lot's going to depend on their batting because they have an amazing bowling lineup. If a Jos Butler can click, if Jaiswal can continue doing what he's doing, and if Parag can perform, I honestly think it's going to be a breakout season for Parag. So, yeah, let's see. High hopes from RR, at least from my side. Moving on to the top 4 from last year. Starting off with our favorite team, MI. I don't even need to open the squad. I remember every player. What do you think the playing line is going to be?
I'm looking at the injury concerns now. I'll start with Rohit, Kishan, Surya, Tilak.
Injured.
No, I know for now, like just on
Okay.
paper,
Okay.
just
Okay.
on paper. Rohit, Kishan, Surya, Tilak, Hardik, David, maybe Vadhera, maybe. Wait, I'll keep him out for now. So you have David at six, and then
I think what we should do is Rohit, Kishan, Brevis at 3, Surya at 4, Tilak at 5, Hardik at 6, David at 7. So that's a solid top 7. Then you
yeah.
have Mohammad Nabi coming in at 8, who can also bat. And then you have Bumrah, Qaidzee, and maybe Piyush Chawla or Shreyas Gopal, whoever you want to pick as your spinner. And while you're bowling, you
I feel like
can.
we should take Coetzee.
Sorry?
I feel like you can't leave out Coetzee from the game.
No, that's what I said. Bumrah, Qaidzee, and
Oh.
Shreyas Gopal. And
Makes sense.
while you're bowling, you can switch in Brevis for a Madhushanka. So you have Bumrah, Madhushanka, and Qaidzee while bowling. You have Hardik Pandya who can come in and bowl. You have Nabi, and you have Shreyas Gopal. So those are your proper six bowlers who can bowl for you. And while batting, you have a top 7, solid top 8 who can come in and bat. I, without any bias, think this is the best team on paper in the tournament.
Easily.
Easily. I
If
mean,
you look at the Indian batters, we don't really need foreigners in our top seven just because
exactly.
I it's looking really good.
I think a lot is going to depend upon our bowlers because we have like Qaidzee, Madhushanka, players who are playing in India for the first time. You have Shreyas Gopal who hasn't played for us before. I honestly like Shreyas Gopal. He has been playing the IPL for a long time. He's really experienced. And obviously you have Piyush Chawla. He's a veteran. He's been doing this. I mean, he had a great season for us last year.
Yeah, he
So
was a highest wicket taker.
exactly.
So lots of positive signs. And we even have Luke Wood now
Yeah.
as Barry Boss replacement.
Yeah.
He's also really good. I feel with the first game, because Surya's out, Brevis is out, and Madhushanka is out.
Yeah, I think, wait, who all are out? Surya?
Surya, Madhushanka, Coetzee.
Surya, Madhushanka, and Qaidzee. Okay, so we could play Vadera in place of Surya. And we could play Tushara and maybe
Luke Wood. I think
Akash
Madwal will come in as impact.
Madwal. Yeah, makes sense. Madwal did great for us last year. He could start the first couple of games. And if he is doing well, we could even continue him after Madhushanka comes in. So we could bring Qaidzee in for Tushara and continue with Madwal.
I feel this our combination is such that we don't need four overseas players. We'll be pretty much sorted with fee itself.
Exactly. So we don't have to worry about who the substitute is going to be or whether we need like a fifth solid foreign player. Also big pressure on Hardik. What do you think about all the rolling and everything that's going on around the captaincy with Hardik coming in
Mean,
and
Hardik has never paid attention to the trolls. So, and he yesterday in the press conference, he had mentioned that it won't be awkward that he's going to be captaining Rohit, because he's obviously played under Rohit himself for nearly 10 years. So I feel the team combination, like the jokes about the dressing room environment and stuff, I feel it's just outside noise which should be ignored, and we shouldn't really worry about that. Look, on paper, this is the best team you can have. And I feel it's just how the we go about it, because obviously Rohit and Hardik, season captains. Hardik's been in the he's gone to Ahmedabad for the last two IPL finals. He's won one of them, and I feel that he and Rohit will be excellent as leaders, both of them. And it all depends on if they can. If they put any differences that they have, if they have any aside. And I
See,
feel both
how
of
I look
them.
at it is with Hardik Pandya coming back to Mumbai, he had to be the captain, whether it was this season or the next season. He was the next captain. Everyone knew that. And it's not like Rohit Sharma is one of those guys who's going to be like, I want to be the captain if you want me to play in the team. I mean, if the team wants Hardik to be the captain, if they see that as that being a transition period, I think Rohit Sharma is someone who will be completely fine with that. I mean, yes, he is the captain of the Indian team, and he knows that. Hardik knows that. It's not like they are gonna have beef about that. So, I mean, simply looking at it's just a franchise trying to move on from a captain who's done great for them over the past decade. And it's not like Rohit Sharma is not in the team. He's obviously going to play. He's still going to lead the team on the field. Even Hardik knows that. It's just when you give responsibility to a player like Hardik, you are preparing him for the next 5 or 6 years when Rohit Sharma is going to be gone. So I think it's just something very natural. The media has just created a lot of unnecessary hype about it. Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, even with the mega auction coming in next year, I feel Mumbai will retain Hardik, Sky and Bumrah itself. I don't see.
Exactly. I think this might be Rohit Sharma's last IPL season.
With
It's
Mumbai, at least.
very possible. And not just with Mumbai. I think he'll retire after this because I don't see him playing for any other franchise. And
That's true.
if he goes in the auction, I don't see Mumbai buying him for a price they would want. So
You never know.
it could possibly be his last IPL season.
Where do you see this team finishing? I'm though already saying top four without being biased.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because like we've seen the six other teams until now, and for me, a team that could make it into the top four before this was maybe either RR or a Punjab if they performed well, or a KKR, maybe. But if you compare any of those squads to this MIS squad, I mean, there's no doubt that you'll say that they're going to finish in the top four.
True.
Moving on to the team that finished third last year, Lucknow. Lucknow, they've brought in Devdutt Padikkal this year. Afton Turner was one of their buys in the auction. They've brought in which were the other players? They have
Shamar Joseph.
Shamar Joseph, yes.
And yeah, you had Mark Wood pull out, unfortunately.
Would pull out again. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wow. So not a lot of buys at the auction actually for LSG this year.
Had a pretty solid auction.
Yeah. KL Rahul opening with Quinton de Kock. Maybe
Particle
Devdutt
enough team.
Padikkal at three, yeah. Pooran at four.
I think Badoni will be better at four.
Who?
Ayush Badoni.
Badoni is one of those finishers. No, I think he'll be a good number five.
No, he is actually a middle order batsman.
Okay.
And
From
he's
what I have
absolutely
seen of
doing well.
him, he looks like a hard hitter, someone who can come in at number five. But maybe they could play him at number four. Puran at
And
four.
Puran at five. Puran makes more sense at five.
Makes sense. And Deepak Hooda maybe coming in at six. Kunal Pandya at seven. They have Stoinis as well. We forgot about Stoinis.
Okay, wait. So wait, you have, they are obviously gonna play Quinton and Puran.
I think they might not play Devdutt Padikkal.
No, they have to because they don't have a number three then.
No, they could play Stoinis at number three because Stoinis in the past has played for Delhi at number three. But I get it. It makes more sense to play a Devdutt Padikkal at number three.
Wait, scroll down.
Yeah.
You have Kyle Mayers, David Willie, Stoinis, and the bowlers. You don't have any overseas bowlers.
They have,
Naveen Ul Haq. Yeah, they have Naveen Ul Haq.
I mean, they literally don't have any Indian fast bowlers. They have Shivam Mavi.
No, Mohsin Khan.
Yeah,
Mohsin Khan
Mohsin Khan.
has
Yeah.
done really well. So Mohsin Khan, Naveen Ul Haq,
Mohsin Khan looks
Ravi
like
Bishnoi.
one of the definite starters. Even
Yeah,
Arshad
definitely. Arshad
Khan. Even Arshad
Khan
Khan.
wasn't that great for Mumbai last year, so I don't
I
think
know.
they.
Interesting.
Yash Thakur as well. I think Yash Thakur will come in as impact. He was last year's impact player as well.
Do you remember who was their top wicket taker last year?
The purple cap, I think, went to Bolt. I think.
For LSD, I'm saying. Do you remember
Oh, for
who?
LSG.
Yeah.
I think maybe Naveen or
Naveen,
Ravi, one of them.
I mean, I'm surprised they made it to the top four last year with this squad because their bowling doesn't look that great on paper. Honestly, I know they have Krishnappa Gautam as well, who can be a good bowler for them. But if you look at their fast bowlers, they have some foreign bowlers in Naveen Ul Haq, David Willey, Shamar Joseph. But if you want to see the squad balance, they ideally have Mohsin Khan, Naveen Ul Haq, who are going to play in the 11. They have Marcus Stoinis who can bowl, and then they have Krishnappa Gautam as their spinner. And a Kunal Pandya. They need one more fast bowler who can come in and play for them. Maybe they go for like a Shivam
Or a
Mavi
Yash Thakur.
or a Yash Thakur. Yeah. Interesting.
I still feel they have an outside chance, just like Bangalore, to make it into the top four.
Yeah, a lot will depend upon
The batting.
the batting, the top order batting. If KL Rahul and Quinton de Kock can do what they've been doing over the past couple of seasons, I mean, nothing like it for them. Also,
True.
David Padikkal, like a big change for him. He wasn't doing great at RR at all. He had a great couple of years at RCB, but after being traded to RR, he was not doing well. And see, that was one of the reasons why I thought he might not play at number three, because even at RR, they tried playing him at number three. When they opened with Butler and Jaiswal, and it didn't work for him. He's like a typical opening batsman. He's played that opening spot all his life. So it'll be interesting to see how they use him.
Maybe he can open with Rahul and you can just have Puran as the overseas top order batter.
Maybe he can open with de Kock and Rahul at three.
You never know, that could also be ideal. But I think Justin Langer prefers more of a left and right combination while opening. So I personally feel Rahul Padikkal to open, Deepak Hooda in at three, Puran in at four, Badoni in at five, Stoinis in at six. That looks like a more settled batting order.
I'm expecting Puran to have a big season this year. He might be like the top three or top five run getters.
He was one of the most explosive batsmen last season.
Yeah, and
So I'm hoping
if
he
you
carries
look
on.
at the South African and the UAE league as well, he did great for MI in those leagues.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Even the American League.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, let's see with the outside chance of making it to the top four. Coming on to our arch rivals, CSK, last year's champions.
I think they had a great auction this year.
They had a really good auction. I mean, they had a couple of steals in the auction. They obviously brought in Sameer Rizvi, the new uncapped batsman. They have Darrell Mitchell, who's come in the biggest buy for them in this auction. And then they had that steal of buying Rachin Ravindra for, I think, what, 2.4 CR. They
Yeah.
had Shardul Thakur come back into the side, Mustafizur Rahman coming in as one of those backup bowlers. They have Thikshana and Pathirana from last year. Deepak Chahar is back and he's fit. What do you think their playing 11 is going to be?
Okay, so look, without I
With
mean,
Conway
obviously
injured.
after Combi is injured, I think Ruturaj, Rahane and Moeen, top three.
Really? I was thinking Ruturaj could open with Rachin Ravindra.
Oh yeah, wait, but I completely forgot about that. Yeah, so Ruturaj, Rachin, Rahane, maybe Sameer Rizvi at four, Shivam Dubey in at five.
Yeah. Mostly in at 6, Jadeja 7, Dhoni 8.
I wouldn't play Moeen.
Actually, instead of Sameer Rizvi, I would play Darrell Mitchell at 4.
Okay, we can fit Dubey, Jadeja, and Mitchell in the middle order.
Yeah, exactly. So that's
We
Rahane,
have four, Mitchell at five.
Mitchell, Dubey, Jadeja. And then you have Dhoni, Shardul Thakur, Deepak Chahar,
Mukesh
Pathirana.
Chaudhary.
Pathirana and Thikshana. I don't think Mukesh Chaudhary is going to play.
I
Honestly.
think Chaudhary is a definite starter with Chahar. I feel because he was obviously ruled out last year, but 2022 he was one of their best opening bowlers. So I definitely
But
think.
with the fact that Shardul Thakur is definitely going to play in their side, they have Shardul Thakur, Deepak Chahar, Pathirana. Those are their three fast bowlers. They have one spinner in Thikshana. They have Jadeja who can bowl. They have Rachin Ravindra who can bowl. They have, if they play Shivam, sorry, Moeen Ali, he can bowl. Shivam Dubey can bowl. I don't see Mukesh Chaudhary starting, at least starting at the start of the season. If the bowling doesn't work for them, maybe he could be brought in later on. But again, Dhoni is one of those people who will back their players. Chaudhary going out last season, it's very much possible that he just comes back in straight away.
But now the problem is you have Pathirana and Rahman injured as well alongside Conway.
Oh, really?
Yep. So they are in doubt to play. Pathirana is in doubt to play the first few games of IPL.
Well, I mean, in that case, Mukesh Chaudhry comes in.
So
Yeah.
you have a very Indian heavy bowling lineup,
True.
which
Oh,
is not bad. It's all really good bowlers.
yeah, maybe Mit Santner could play
Maybe.
instead of Moeen Ali, they could look to play Mit Santner. He can bat as well.
Yeah, I mean, even with the injured players, Dhoni always finds some amount of luck to pull through. So yeah, you can never rule out CSK.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very solid team on paper. They have a great batting lineup. Bowling lineup looks a little unstable with other injuries and players coming back. Deepak Chahar playing after a long time. Shardul Thakur playing after a long time. It'll be interesting to see how Ravindra does. He's been great internationally in ODIs and test matches. Probably the best young player in the world right now. Solid batting lineup, and with Dhoni there, I mean, you just can't rule out CSK from the top four. The consistency with which they play each year, also, hopefully, I mean, not hopefully, but as everyone's expecting, it is Dhoni's last season. So you will be expecting him to make CSK go through at least to the top four.
Definitely.
And coming on to the last team, the Gujarat Titans, the finalists from the last two seasons, the team that Hardik Pandya built from scratch. I'm just going to pull this up. So a couple of big losses for Gujarat pre-season. Obviously, Hardik Pandya coming to Mumbai.
Dean Shani.
Yeah, they let go of Lockie Ferguson as well. I think Kane Williamson is not going to play the first few games of the season, if I'm not wrong. The big buy, I think for them in the auction was Shah Rukh Khan.
Yeah.
They did not have that finisher last season. They were playing Vijay Shankar and Rahul Tewatia, I think it was. at the end of the innings. They needed like an Indian finisher. Shah Rukh Khan's a great pick. David Miller will, I think so. It's going to be Shubman Gill opening the innings with Saha.
Sai Sudarshan three.
You could have Matthew Wade playing as well.
I mean, Saha is a wicketkeeper option. I don't think Matthew Wade will play.
Oh, that's true. Wait, so Shubman Gill, Saha,
Sai
Sai
Sudarshan,
Sudarshan,
Abhinav Manohar.
Abhinav Manohar, really? Yeah, I mean they don't have a lot of options.
No, he's really really good batsman, and he plays a healthy striker as well. So I don't see why not.
Abhinav Manohar, David Miller, Shahrukh Khan,
Rashid,
Rashid,
Tevatia, Rashid.
Tevatia, and then their bowlers they have.
Spencer Johnson, Noor Ahmed,
Shami is unfortunately out for the tournament. Big big blow for
Umesh
them.
Yadav, Mohit Sharma.
Umesh Yadav and Mohit
Got a
Sharma.
lot of good bowlers.
Yeah. It's
I
like a
think,
very niche bowling lineup. Like a lot of underrated bowlers. Noor Ahmed, Spencer Johnson, Josh Little, Mohit Sharma.
So there are four foreigners will be Spencer Johnson, Noor Ahmed, Rashid, and David.
I think they'll pick Josh Little over Johnson because Little has been playing for them for a couple of years, a little more experienced, plus brings in that left arm action. I think the top their four foreign players are gonna be
Rush.
Miller, Rashid, Little, and maybe Noor Ahmed.
I feel Spencer Johnson will play over Josh Little because I mean both are left-arm pacers. I feel Johnson provides that extra pace. He's a bit faster than Josh Little, and he can swing it both ways. And he's done well in the 100 for his respective team. And he's played multiple T20 leagues around the world, and Johnson's outperformed his own team bowlers as well. So
Right.
I think Johnson will definitely start over Josh Little.
Yeah.
And the main, I feel Gujarat's problem is their Indian pacers, because Mohit, Umesh, very like on one day they'll bowl really well, on the other day they'll get hit for runs. So it's very 50-50 with them.
Kartik Tyagi could be someone they'd try because he hasn't got a lot of games for any team actually in the IPL.
He's done well for Rajasthan, but he didn't do that well for Hyderabad.
Yeah.
Hopefully Gujarat can bring out some good bowling from him.
Yeah, because if you look at Gujarat over the last couple of years, their top performers have been Hardik Pandya, Shubman Gill, David Miller has been good, Rashid Khan, and Mohammad Shami. Mohammad Shami was one of those players. I think no one expected him to do this good. He was, I think, the top three wicket takers over the last couple of seasons. He had been taking a lot of wickets alongside Rashid. Those were the two bowlers that were actually like holding together the bowling lineup. And now with Shami gone, it's going to be interesting to see how Gujarat deals with this situation. And even Hardik going with Hardik gone, Hardik played that number four role. And now they have someone like maybe an Abhinav Manohar coming in. It'll be interesting to see how he performs. But
Or even Vijay Shankar.
or Vijay Shankar, yeah. I
I
think
feel outside chance this year.
yeah. So let's just look at the let's just make our predictions first. So number one, I'm gonna say MI. Number two, CSK. Number three, I'm just looking at the teams, and if they perform to their potential, I'm going to say RR. Number four, what do you think? Who else has a chance?
I feel Kolkata or RCB, one of them.
Kolkata or RCB? Interesting. I was thinking maybe LSG or GT. That's the thing. I think there are a lot of teams that seem mid-table this season. It's just going to depend on how they perform. Maybe a few games into the season, we'll have a better idea as to who's going to finish in that top four. But for now, I'm going to say, I think we both agree MI and CSK are going to be in the top four. The other like 3, 4, 5, 6, I think would be Rajasthan, RCB, Gujarat, Lucknow, KKR. And then the bottom three teams, I think it's going to remain the same as it was last year. SRH, Delhi, and Punjab. Those teams will be in the bottom three. And then it's going to be a tough battle for the top four. Even last year, if you remember, as you can see the points
It was
table.
very close.
Yeah, I mean, MI, LSG, CSK, all three teams had 8 wins each. RR, RCB were just behind. Really close. I think it's going to be a similar situation this year. And also, if you've looked at the lineups, the schedule, a few teams have like tougher games compared to the others. So if some teams start off on the wrong foot, or if they start off slow, you never know where their season is going to go. Interesting to see how it goes. I'm really excited for it. Any final thoughts?
My top four will be Mumbai, CSK, Lucknow, and one of RCB and KKR. Obviously, Gujarat does have the outside chance, and like you said, I don't see the bottom three changing. I still feel Punjab, Delhi, Hyderabad will continue. I feel top seven teams will have really good competition, which is why I'm saying Kolkata. I see Kolkata, Bangalore, and Gujarat fighting for that fourth spot towards the later half of the season. But again, I feel this season it will again come down to one of Mumbai
Makes sense. Any predictions? Winner, final.
So winner finals will be Mumbai Chennai. I see Mumbai winning. Top four, like I said, Mumbai, Lucknow,
Really? I
Chennai.
mean, I honestly am hoping that it's not an MI-CSK final because with Dhoni going out with his last year, I would be really tensed for Mumbai.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's true.
I take any other team in the final, but if it is an MI-CSK final, it's going to be epic.
It's gonna be the biggest file in ages, probably.
Agreed. Exactly. I mean, I think the biggest final we had over the past 5 or 6 years was, what was it? Probably
Again, Mumbai CSK 2019.
2019. Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. I mean, none of the finals have lived up to the hype. There was MIDC, there was Gujarat RR, Gujarat CSK, whatever it was. I mean, I don't think any final lives up to the hype of MI CSK.
It's probably the big game when Mumbai Chennai play. So I would love a Mumbai CSK final.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that's gonna be it. That was our IPL preview, looking at all teams, looking at all squads, making our predictions for who's gonna go through and who might not do as well. The season starts in 3 days with the first game at the Chipok, CSK versus RCB. Gonna be a big game. I'm going to try my best to watch the game because I have a final at 9 a.m. that day. But huge game. We will be doing a lot of game reviews, obviously, once the games begin. So stay tuned for that. And yeah, I think that's it for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Kate, for joining in. And until next time, thank you and goodbye.